Welcome back to DNB College. In this lesson, we're building an old-school DNB Breakbeat stack in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're arranging it so it behaves like a real part of a record, not just a loop that repeats forever. That difference matters. A loop can play. A record part moves. It breathes. It creates tension, release, and momentum. And in jungle and old-school leaning DNB, that movement is everything. The break is where the swing lives. It's where the human feel lives. It's where the track gets its attitude. So the goal here is simple. Take a classic break, layer it with support, shape it with stock Ableton tools, and turn it into something that can carry an intro, a drop, or a switch up with proper weight. Start with a break that already has character. Amen style material, think style material, or any loop with clear kick, snare, and ghost note separation will work well. Set your tempo in the usual DNB zone, around 172 to 176 BPM, depending on how fast or roomy you want it to feel. Then warp it carefully. You want the main snare landing cleanly on the grid, but don't overcorrect every tiny hit. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. If you force every micro movement into perfect alignment, the break loses its swagger. It starts sounding like software instead of records. Tighten the main backbeat, yes. Preserve the small push and pull inside the loop, absolutely. What to listen for here is very specific. The snare should feel like the anchor, and the smaller ticks between the hits should still breathe. If the groove feels stiff after warping, back off and use fewer hits. Let the break stay alive. Now build the main spine. You can do this in simpler using slice mode, or you can chop the audio manually if you prefer a more direct arrangement workflow. For an intermediate Ableton workflow, sliced audio is often the fastest way to get control over the pattern and arrangement. Start with a two-bar groove built from the core ingredients, kick, snare, a few ghost notes, maybe one or two hat fragments. Don't try to use every slice right away. Keep the first pass focused on structure. The backbeat comes first. The detail comes after the groove feels right. A classic old-school DNB break usually wants the snare to hit hard on 2 and 4, with kick support that pushes into or out of the snare, plus ghost notes between the main hits to create propulsion. That's the engine. That's the language. If you're using simpler, keep the amp envelope snappy. Fast attack, short to medium decay, and no extra tail that muddies the rhythm. If a slice rings too long, trim it. Every sound in this style needs a job. Now we start stacking. Duplicate the break onto a second track, but do not make it a clone for the sake of thickness. Give it a roll. This is where the old-school method gets powerful. One layer for groove, one layer for punch, one layer for texture. That kind of hierarchy is what keeps the stack sounding musical instead of messy. You've got two strong approaches. One is to use a complementary break layer, maybe thinner and more top-heavy, high-passed so it adds motion without fighting the body of the main break. The other is to reinforce the backbeat with a clean kick, snare, or rim hit from a drum rack, placed only on the strongest moments. If you want more authentic break energy, choose the complementary break approach. If you want more club impact and a clearer kick-snare translation, go with the reinforcement layer. And honestly, a hybrid often wins. The main break carries the identity, while the support layer sharpens the hit. This is a great place to remember a key DNB principle. The question is not just is it fuller? The real question is does the snare still tell the listener where the bar is? If the answer gets vague, stop adding layers. Now shape each layer with stock processing so they occupy different jobs. On the main break, use a EQ8 to clean up the nonsense at the bottom if there's useless rumble. Maybe gently high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break is boxy, a small cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz can help. And if the top end gets too sharp, only then do you tame a little around 6 to 9 kHz. After that, drum bus can add density. Keep the drive modest. Use boom very carefully, if at all, because in this style too much boom can fake the low end and cloud the kick. A touch of saturator can also help, usually just enough to add body and help the snare speak on smaller systems. For the support layer, do less. High pass it more aggressively. Keep the transient shaping minimal. Saturate only if it helps the layer sit forward. The stack should sound bigger, not blurrier. What to listen for is hierarchy. The layers should feel like one organism, but each part should still be doing a distinct job. If everything turns into one mushy smear, the stack has lost its center. Now bring in the bass and drums early, even if they are rough. Don't wait until the break sounds perfect on its own. DNB is a groove-first genre, and the break has to survive in context. Look at where the bass lands against the snare and kick. If your bassline is a reese or a low-moving phrase, leave room for the snare to punch through. Don't let heavy bass notes sit right on top of every kick if the low end starts to mud up. Short rests are your friend. Bass is your friend. Why this works in DNB is simple. The break and the bass are not separate layers competing for attention. They're part of the same engine. In Great Jungle and Old School DNB, the rhythm section feels interlocked. The break carries the motion, and the bass answers it. When that relationship is right, the track feels like it's rolling forward by itself. If the bass is crowding the break, thin the bass a little with EQ, shorten the notes, or move some of the notes a few milliseconds later so the transient of the break keeps its edge. Now think in phrases, not endless loops. Don't let the break fire the same way every bar. That's where fatigue creeps in. Build a conversation. Let bar 1 establish the groove. Let bar 2 add a small ghost hit or open hat. Let bar 3 create a tiny variation or a fill. Then bar 4 can leave space or give you a turnaround. A smart workflow in Ableton is to make one bass groove clip, then duplicate it into variation clips for 4-bar or 8-bar phrases. That keeps the identity consistent and saves you from loop trap syndrome. For a simple arrangement shape, you might start with a stripped intro version for the first 8 bars, then bring in the full break stack at bar 9, then add a variation at bar 17, and maybe hit a more active second phrase by bar 25. That's the kind of arc that makes the part feel like it's revealing itself rather than just repeating. Now add movement with automation, but keep it purposeful. Auto filter is great for opening an intro or tightening the top end before a drop. Utility can help you keep the low end centered and mono compatible. Ascend reverb can give selective snare tails or transition moments some space, but don't drown the whole break in wash. Echo or a simple delay throw on an end of phrase hit can also work beautifully if you want a little space between sections. What to listen for here is energy release. The transition should feel like the track is opening up, not just getting brighter. If the spectrum opens but the groove loses body, the automation is too broad. Once the break stack feels right, print it, resample it or record the group to a new audio track. This is one of the best old-school workflows in Ableton, because it turns the break into something you can edit like a piece of vinyl or a chopped record hit. You stop thinking like a loop programmer and start thinking like an arranger. After printing, trim awkward tails, add a one-beat fill at the end of a phrase, reverse a crash or snare into a downbeat, or leave a little space so the next section lands harder. If the printed version loses snap, go back and shorten your source release or reduce the bus processing before printing again. Then glue the stack gently. Put the layers into a group and use light processing, not heavy compression. EQ8 can do cleanup. Glue compressor can catch peaks, but keep the reduction modest. You want the punch to stay alive. Saturator or drum bus can add density. Utility lets you check mono and manage width. A useful rule: if the compressor is clamping down all the time, you've probably gone too far. In this style, the transient is part of the groove. Don't flatten it. Also, check the whole thing in mono. The kick and snare should still hit hard when the width disappears. If your break only feels good in stereo, it's going to disappoint you on a club system. At this point, do the real truth test. Play the break stack with the bass and full drums at drop volume. A break that sounds huge on its own can disappear once the sub arrives. So compare it in context and make a decision. Do you want raw old-school pressure, with more transient bite, more grit, and a slightly looser swing? Or do you want a tighter club polish, with a clearer snare, a firmer kick, and less low-mid clutter? Both are valid. Choose based on the track. A good final check is this. Mute the bass for a second. Does the break still carry the pulse? Mute the break. Does the bass still feel connected to the rhythm? If both answers are yes, you've got a proper machine. Now, a few practical reminders that will save you time. If you have too many layers, remove one before you start compressing and eking everything. Subtraction often fixes more than polishing. If the loop sounds exciting only when it's loud, the balance may be too dependent on monitoring volume. Build it quietly first. If it still reads at a low level, it will usually survive in the club. And if you're deciding whether to keep editing, ask one question. Does this change improve the backbeat, the pocket, or the contrast? If it doesn't improve one of those, it's probably just decorative noise. For darker or heavier DNB, a few extra tips matter a lot. Let the snare be the face of the break. Use ghost notes as forward motion, not decoration. Treat the sub like part of the arrangement. And if you want menace, short transitions often hit harder than huge risers. A one-beat reverse snare or a hard bar end cut can feel more dangerous than a long build. And remember this too, dark does not mean dense everywhere. Leave some space around the kick fundamental and the snare crack. Weight comes from clarity, not from stuffing every frequency. So let's bring it home. You started with a strong break and kept the snare as the anchor. You stacked layers by job, not by accident. You used stock Ableton tools lightly and with purpose. You arranged the break in phrases instead of letting it loop endlessly. You checked it against bass and drums early, then printed it and edited it like real material. That is the old school mindset, and it works because it keeps the groove alive while giving you control. Now I want you to actually use it.